And they began to think up foolish ideas of what God was like. As a result, their minds became dark and confused. Claiming to be wise, they instead became utter fools. And instead of worshiping the glorious, ever-living God, they worshiped idols made to look like mere people and birds and animals and reptiles. So God abandoned them to do whatever shameful things their hearts desired. As a result, they did vile and degrading things with each other's bodies. They traded the truth about God for a lie. So they worshiped and served the things God created instead of the Creator himself, who is worthy of eternal praise. Amen. That is why God abandoned them to their shameful desires. Even the women turned against the natural way to have sex, instead indulged in sex with each other. The men, instead of having normal sexual relationship with women,
we're going to get this. If we have to use every mic we got in the building. All right. Why is she getting the mic? Listen.
Listen.
Listen. They even have it now. Well, they passed the law. And I'm just not afraid. That if you mention something about homosexuality and lesbian and all that, and that you know you're supposed to be able to hire them in your church, and you're supposed to do all that, give them all the right. Don't they put you in jail and all that? If they want to marry, if I turn them down, I go to jail. That's what they say. You know what that's on? Trying to put pressure on me and on the leader and people not to preach the truth. But that devil is a lie. Put me in jail. But I'm not going no jail. You hear what I'm saying? Because this sin, if nobody stands up and preach the truth, how can the power of God operate in this? You know something got to be wrong with the person's mind. And because the heart first. The heart, something wrong with the heart. Then for them to think like that, you know that mind is crazy. What do I need with a man? He looked just like me. I ain't talking about just in my face. I'm from head to toe. Well, I'm going to be putting something in him for. What did he got that attract me? What in the world that he has? I started to say something, but I
don't
do it. Lord Jesus. Go ahead and read.
Men did shameful things with other men, and as a result of this sin, they suffered within themselves the penalty they deserved. Since they thought it foolish to acknowledge God, he abandoned them to their foolish thinking and let them do things that should never be done. Their lives became full of every kind of wickedness, sin, greed, hate, envy, murder, quarreling, deception, malicious behavior, and gossip. They are backstabbers, haters of God, proud, and boastful. They in many ways, and they disobey their parents. Break their promises, and mercy. They know God's justice requires that those who do those things deserve to die. Yet they do them anyway. Worse yet, they encourage others to do them too.
I'm going to ask you a question. I wonder why CNN don't put that on the news. But every kind of ungodly, filthy life, wicked. And then now they want to say, get the guns under control. Get them under control. Get them idiots under control. A gun never did nothing to anybody. That gun right there won't touch nobody. Somebody said about that cigarette, whole fella, whole cigarette, fire one end, a fool on the other. That's about the way that gun is, got that idiot on that end, the bullet come out of the end. And see, we want to be political correct. We want to be all, but we don't want God in it. And God is the truth, the ultimate truth. If you want to be right, you're going to have to do it God's way. I don't care how much we vote. I don't care how many laws we pass. I don't care how many people get whatever they get. It's still God going to have the last say. He started this and he's going to finish it. Now, where you wind up is your choice. And Jesus came here and shed his blood so you could have that choice. Can't nobody force you to do anything against God. But Satan is, listen to him. When he came to Eve, because she wasn't there, God told Adam. Has God said, like God didn't know what he was talking about? Has God said? Yeah, he said it. And get your lying self out of my face. That's what she should have said. But she didn't do it. Yeah, we may eat of every tree of God. But he said the tree in the midst, you shouldn't eat of it. Neither shall you touch it. And he didn't even say that. How are you going to dress something and not touch it? How you get your clothes on, never touch it? When you come up with it, please tell me, I'm going to try. He told her what to do. And he told them, listen to me. When they did it, did God say, that's all right, Adam? Did he say that? Now, what make you think he's going to say that's all right with you? We got to stop playing with God. And you know somebody, honey, I ain't stuck about them. Listen, you can say what you want to about me, anybody else. Your little self is going to stand before God. Just like my little self. And I'm going to have to give an account what I've done in this body. Whether I want to or not, it's going to happen. I can act like I'm crazy. You better get all the information you want. If they tell me, as you drive out of this driveway and you get up to the road, boy, it's a bunch of moccasin and rattlesnakes. I mean, they're all over the place out there. You think I'm going to walk out there aimless? I ain't studying about no snake. Mm-mm, I'm going to be very careful. Now, where you say a snake was? And sin is more deadly than a rattlesnake. All right. Y'all don't shout me down when I get to preaching good.